Welcome to the Swim Swam Podcast. I'm your host, Coleman Hodges. Joining me today, we've got a very special guest straight from the 2021 Olympic training camp in Hawaii. Today, we have the pleasure of sitting down with talking to 2021 Olympian, Lydia Jacoby.
Hi.
It's great to have you back on. I spoke with you right after the Mission Viejo meet, and we talked about your background, your growing up swimming in Alaska, kind of you coming on to the national swim scene, and now you've made your arrival. I want to start there. And when we talked, I think in April, you were pretty pleased with how the pro swim went in Mission Viejo, and you mentioned that you liked where you were seated heading into Olympic trials. You liked that third seed in the 100 breast. You thought that put you in a good place. So going into Olympic trials, you know, a week out, days out, when you actually got to the meet, did you feel the same way? Were you still pretty confident with where you were at and how highly that seed, you know, the kind of put your name on the radar for a lot of people, I think?
Yeah, for sure. I was super happy with it. Going back to Mission Viejo, like you were saying, before that meet, I really didn't think of myself as being a super strong contender. I knew I was top 16, so I obviously had a shot, but not a super strong one. And so coming out of that meet was really like when I realized that, yeah, I could do this. And I actually, that night after my race, I talked to Carol, my Texas coach, future Texas coach, and like, I want to make the Olympic team. And I think from that point on, I just tried to start like believing that I could do it. So going into trials, I just tried to keep the mentality that I could do it. I was there, but so did so many of those other women in my heat. And I just tried to remember that I'm so young, but making it obviously is a huge thing for me, but if I had it, I'd still have my whole career ahead of me. So that's kind of where I was going into it.
Yeah. And with the 100 breast being on days 2 and 3, so pretty soon out of the gate, can you take me through the first couple days you were in Omaha? How did you adjust? What was it like watching that first day of the meet, this being your first Olympic trials?
Yeah. Well, it was really exciting. I went to, I warmed up like the days leading into the meet. And then the first night I wasn't swimming in the evening. So I went and watched, like the first session and saw the light show and all the like big things. And, just to kind of get used to that and see what it was like before I was out there doing it. So I think that was really helpful, but honestly, I was really nervous. I don't think I was really nervous consciously, but like I was kind of having trouble eating and sleeping and stuff the days leading to it. But yeah, it was definitely nerve-wracking, but very exciting as well.
Do you feel like you were able to deal with those nerves fairly well, or do you feel like they kind of got the best of you at some points?
No, I think for the most part, I dealt with them well. I mean, obviously it's not great to not feel like eating and stuff, but I managed to, and I feel like I pulled through and just tried to stay in my own space. And like I said, remembering that I have a lot to gain, but not a lot to lose. So just like keeping that mentality and trying to push through like I normally do for any other meet.
It seems like a good mentality to have, and it certainly seems like it worked. After getting that 100 breast prelims out of the way, did you feel a little more lighter or a little less nerves?
Totally. Prelims was by far the worst race. Like beforehand, I was like, oh gosh. But yeah, as soon as I finished prelims, I went basically exactly the time that I went in finals at the pro series. So I felt like really comfortable with where I was. That was kind of what my coaches and I had talked about, just kind of hitting what I had before in prelims and then kind of go down from there. So I was really happy with it, and I was happy to be swimming seated fourth into semi. So yeah, it definitely helped me a lot. That was the toughest swim.
And then for prelim, obviously trials is prelim, semis, finals. How is that process moving through three swims instead of just two?
I kind of like what you're saying, like after I finished prelims, I felt a lot better. And then even like after I finished semis, I felt a lot better. So like with each swim, I just got more comfortable with the pool and the competition and my own performance. So I think having those three swims was great, and I'm excited to do it again in Tokyo.
Yeah. So after semis, your third seed to Lily King and Annie Laser, how are you approaching, how did you approach that final race heading in as third seed, just like in the psych sheet?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to lie. I was definitely going into the meet thinking that to make the team, I would have to go 105 high or mid. I wasn't really expecting to have to go 105 low. So coming out of semis and getting first in my heat, I was like, wow, this is great. Like, this is so fun. And then after Lily and Annie swam and Annie hit that like low 105, I was like, I can do it, but I'm really going to have to turn it on. So it was definitely like a little nerve wracking, but also when I have people swimming next to me, I like to track them down. And so like, I was nervous at first, but the more I thought about it, the like more exciting it was to me.
Nice. And I mean, afterwards, can you describe where you were at mentally and emotionally, knowing that you executed the race, I'm assuming how you wanted to, and got your hand on the wall second?
Yeah, it was crazy. Actually, when I finished, I couldn't really read the scoreboard. I mean, I could see the two and I could see my name, but I couldn't tell if they lined up. So I was just kind of looking at it. And then Lily came over and like gave me a hug. And I was like, oh. but I don't really remember that much until I was like walking down the pool. So it was kind of a big blur, but super exciting.
I can imagine that's a pretty big blur. A lot going on in those few moments. Was there a point maybe at the meet, after the meet, where that really set in that you had made that Olympic team and it felt real to you?
Yeah, I'd say it honestly took a couple days. I mean, I knew I had done it, but it was also kind of nerve-wracking having like second place not be an automatic qualifier too. Like, I knew I had done it, but maybe I hadn't, you know? And just kind of having that in the back of your head isn't really the greatest thing. But yeah, like once I watched finals like for a couple nights afterward and saw like all the other doubles coming in and stuff. And so it just became more and more real throughout the meet.
Yeah, that makes sense. I thought it was kind of funny personally, because that's always been the case for how they select the Olympic team. But I don't think this time around, for whatever reason, they made it very evident that like, okay, yeah, if you get second, you're not automatically on the team, but like most likely you will be on the team. So you just heard a lot more people being aware of it and talking about it a little more openly. And so, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, especially seeing more doubles. You're like, all right, I've got some security. What night do you remember were you actually announced on the Olympic team?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember. It was a few nights after my swim, but it was nearer to the end of the meet. I was announced with Claire and Erica and Bryce and Kate, I believe, Douglas.
Okay.
So they pulled a bunch of the doubles that a couple nights after my race.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And so I'm assuming that felt good. So, but I want to go back to your swimming at that meet. You make it, you finish top two in the 100.
Yeah.
I'm in a huge best time. I'm assuming that was a, boom. how did you feel heading into the 200 then?
Yeah, so I had a day off. After my 100, I wasn't, like, even by myself until, like, midnight. So it took me a long time to wind down, and I only got, like, 3 hours of sleep that night. And then just with all the, like, it was mentally tiring and physically tiring. Then the next night, I didn't really sleep that much again. So I was just kind of exhausted going into the 200. And I think I probably could have set myself up better mentally for that race, because going into it, I really, like, had that in the front of my brain, like, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I don't feel like swimming anymore. So, yeah, I think trials in 3 years, I'm definitely, that's something I'm going to focus on a lot.
That makes a lot of sense. I don't, if I was in your shoes, I feel like I would have been the same way. It's like, dude, I've made the team. My meet's over.
Yeah.
But I'd like to unpack that a little bit, because I feel like, especially if there are younger swimmers listening, I think that's really valuable. I'm amazed at, I mean, I get that it's a very exciting event. There's a lot of adrenaline, a lot of emotions, but like you said, it's like you, the night after you make the team, you know, you don't really sleep much. And then you're kind of expecting to turn around the next day or in a day or two and like try to make it in another event. Can you take us through that day between, before the 200 breast? What did you do that day? Were you getting a lot of attention or messages from friends back home or from the media, you know, from us, from the media or things like that?
Yeah, like absolutely blowing up for several days there, but especially that night and the day after is kind of crazy. And yeah, that day I just tried to kind of go back to what I've been doing before the 100. Like just kind of, I warmed up in the morning, I went and got a smoothie, took a nap, just relaxed, and then I stayed at home. I didn't go and watch finals. I just wanted to rest a little bit more. So I just tried to have a relaxing day and try to get back into that space that I was in before my 100, but didn't go quite as planned, but that's okay.
Yeah, obviously a few more factors after the 100 than before. So that makes sense. And obviously, like you said, the 200 didn't go ideally maybe, but you got through trials and that's a big deal. And so you went home for a week after that. Can you tell me about that week and just, were you able to sift through some of these emotions or memories or process the week of Olympic trials?
Yeah. Actually I was only home for two nights because I went back to my grandparents' house before flying home. So it was definitely a very quick turnaround. Honestly, that part was more stressful than trials, just because it's incredible how much like community support I've been getting and everything. But it was only less than 48 hours. So many people like wanting to see me and thing like putting things together is like incredible, and I'm like so happy that people are doing that for me. It's been so cool, and I'm so grateful, but it was just a lot to think about, and then trying to like be gone for another like month again. So yeah, that was probably honestly the most stressful part, but I did get a chance to kind of digest everything that had happened and reset. So as soon as I was off and on that plane, I was like, okay, now we're moving on and moving to the next step.
I'm sure. Yeah, that sounds, I know for me, traveling when family is involved can always be a little hectic and bring some stress. And then, like you said, if you're home for 2 days and everyone is just, hey, come do this, come do that. Did people put on events for you making the Olympic team?
Yeah, I feel really bad. We actually had to cancel quite a few things just because we didn't really have time. So we're going to reschedule them for when I get back from Tokyo. But yeah, when I got back from the airport, there were like 80 or more people there to greet me. There were lots of my friends and members of both my swim teams and media, coaches. So yeah, it was really fun and really nice to see everyone.
Nice. I was going to ask this earlier. Who all from your community was at trials with you? Was your coach, were your parents?
Yeah. So we, instead of staying at the hotel, we stayed at in an Airbnb with my parents, my grandparents, and my coaches. I had three coaches there. So yeah, it was great. It was definitely a lot at sometimes, but it was great and to have everyone there. And then aside from that, there were like over 40 Alaskans, I believe, that were there to watch trials. So yeah, it was great. It was so exciting.
That's really cool. Were you the only Alaskan competing at trials?
No, I was not. John Heafy from a team in Anchorage is now swimming at ASU. So he was there as well in the 100 breast.
Nice. Oh, wow. Alaska breaststroke represent.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome. Okay, cool. So you had a strong contingent at trials, and then again, obviously, when you get home, you get a lot of that hometown love, which is really cool. Have you felt like you've been able to adjust dealing with that extra attention just in the last 10 days? Learning how to navigate, okay, this is the time I'm going to dedicate to my phone or to emails or any other kinds of messages. And this is the time I'm going to dedicate not to doing that.
Yeah. I think, it actually, like I said before, like as soon as I was actually on my way to Hawaii, I felt immediately better just because just having that little bit of separation, just, it helps because you can still connect with people, but you don't necessarily have that like, oh, I have to do this. And like, you don't feel guilty if you can't. So yeah, it's really helped. And then just having the rest of the team here to kind of help navigate that. I know a lot of them are going through the same things and a lot of them have gone through it before. So having both the group of people who are going through the same thing as I am for the first time, and then also like the vets to kind of help us all navigate it, has been great.
Yeah. So on that note, tell me about Olympic training camp. what is Hawaii been like so far?
It's been so fun. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big fan of training outside just because I burn so easily, but I've got a lot of sunscreen, so we're getting through that. And then, yeah, it's fun. We're all staying in the same hotel, and almost the whole women's team is on one floor. So we have like a kind of block of the hotel. It's all USA Swimming. And yeah, we all eat together. We've gone to the beach a couple of times, and yeah, it's been so fun. Everybody is super nice and the coaches are great. So.
Do you have a roommate?
I do. Claire Kurzan is my roommate.
Claire's your roommate. Mm-hmm. That seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
You alluded to it earlier, but what has it been like to have such a big contingent of girls and women that are your age on the team and at this training camp?
It's been so fun. I think there's 11 teenagers. And it's really cool. Like, we were actually asked this. We did a interview with the 11 of us the other day, and we were asked like, what does it feel to like be with this group and know that you're the best in the world? And like, kind of our response was like, it doesn't, when we're together, it doesn't really feel like that, because when we're together, we're just a group of teenagers. They're all going to practice and just doing the same things. So it is really cool to kind of take a step back and look at like what we've done together as a group and look at what we're about to do.
That is really cool. that's great perspective, to me at least. How's the food in Hawaii?
The food's been good. Yeah, we have a team room downstairs, so we all go and eat all of our meals together. And the food's catered. So yeah, it's been great. And then we can also get like Uber Eats stuff. So yeah, gotten some shave ice since we're in Hawaii. And yeah.
Nice. And so then how is, tell me about training. I'm guessing it's a little bit different than what you're used to on a day-to-day basis, which can probably be said for most of this team, but how has it been for you so far?
It's been really good. The coaching staff has done a really good job of kind of making sure, I mean, I assume most people feel like this, that we're all kind of on the similar schedule to what we normally do. Just so that we're setting ourselves up for the games the same way that we set ourselves up for trials and kind of trying to keep that comfort level in training. So I'm on a similar schedule to what I do at home, but it's just been so fun having like this amazing team to train with and get ready for the games with. And obviously, coach staff is incredible as well.
Are there certain athletes or certain coaches that you have practiced with more than others?
Yeah, so we were broken up into training groups, and I'm in a training group with Coach Terry Cal, and then Abby Weitzel and Katie McLaughlin is our training group, and then we often go and train with Coach Troy and Caleb Dressel and Hunter Armstrong and all those guys. So yeah, I've been kind of put into the sprint group since it's a little bit more how I can. So it's been really fun.
You're in a group with Abby and Katie. That to me, if I was in that group, I'd be intimidated. Especially because I don't, you're a breaststroker. Do you feel like the practices translate to all strokes well?
I do. Yeah, we're not all, we do for the most part kind of a similar thing, but sometimes like break off and do like bits of different things that apply more specifically to us. But at home, I normally do a lot more kind of speed and power sorts of things, which is what they do. So it's just crossed over really nicely for me.
That's super cool. And I mean, if training with Troy's group, what is that like? Is there a highlight or something notable that you guys have done with them so far?
Well, we've done a lot of like power towers and stuff with them. And the other day I was in a lane with Caleb Dressel, so that's pretty crazy. So yeah, it's been really exciting and really fun to be able to train with all these amazing people that I've grown up like looking up to them, and now to be able to like get in a lane with them and keep up for the most part.
That's a big deal.
For sure.
That's a very big deal. I would fanboy out if I was in a lane with Caleb Dressel. No doubt. But that is really cool to grow up and then to, work really hard and put yourself in the position to where you can practice and keep up with them.
Yeah.
So you've been there for, I think today's day seven, six or seven.
Yeah, I believe so. Six or seven, yeah.
What does the schedule look like for the next couple weeks heading into Tokyo?
Well, we just finished up our morning practice, and then most people have the rest of the weekend off, so I think we're gonna maybe do something fun today, and then tomorrow we're all going out on a boat trip. And I don't know, it's 4th of July, we might do something fun, we'll see. And then I think tomorrow, or not tomorrow, next week it'll probably be pretty intense for the beginning of the week at least, and then kind of starting to roll into taper mode a little bit, just starting to begin that process.
Yeah. Have you ever done a double taper before?
I have not, no, and especially these last like the last year and a half with COVID and stuff, I only tapered like a full taper for two meet since COVID. So it's definitely going to be interesting, but when my coaches and I put together my training schedule like a year ago, move to try set it up so that I'll be peaking at Tokyo. So we were kind of looking ahead into the future and trying to set it up that way. So
it's good foresight. I think it'll work out well.
Yeah.
So one of my last questions is, you know, you're in Hawaii, Olympic training camp. What has it been like to just be, do these, eat dinners with Team USA, become a part of Team USA? You, when I've talked to athletes in the past, they, you know, the phrase is, this is where a bunch of Americans become Team USA. You know, this is kind of where the magic happens, so to speak, in terms of the team camaraderie. Have you felt that in this week?
Definitely. Especially, we haven't done as much with the men's team yet, but especially in the women's team, I feel like we're all forming bonds already that like are really strong. I feel like I've made friendships already, even just having been here for less than a week, that are going to last a lifetime. So it's been really crazy, and I can't wait for the rest of the month.
That is really exciting. I can't wait for the rest of the month either, especially the end of the month. As a swim fan, I'm super excited to see that. Anything you're looking forward to going into the rest of your time in Hawaii and training camp?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just, like I was saying before, getting to know the team. And then also, I think a big part of my swimming journey has been like being able to represent my state whenever I swim. And so just to take that to the next level and be able to represent my whole country is going to be pretty insane. So I'm so excited.
That is very exciting. Congrats, Lydia. That is really cool. I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down and talk.
Yeah, of course.
I know your time is very valuable in Hawaii. any parting thoughts before we sign off today?
I don't think so. I think that's it. Covered it all.
You've been listening to the Swim Swam podcast. Stay tuned for new episodes every week. You can take Swim Swam podcast on the go by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform. Look for links in the description below, and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more videos as well.